Good afternoon. First of all, I want to thank you for choosing to be here to start your year 2014 at this meeting, at this conference, furthering your education, instead of being down on Bourbon Street drinking beer right now, and allow me the opportunity to visit with you this afternoon. Hopefully 10 minutes from now when I'm done speaking, you'll think that you made the right choice and not be wishing you were down on Bourbon Street drinking beer right now. What I'm going to talk about today is new Fierce herbicide in cotton. We did receive a label for cotton in August of this year, of 2013. At this meeting last year, we talked about this label coming, and we talked about what we thought it was going to look like. We did receive the label. Surprisingly, we received the label on time, which was an added benefit, but we do have some slight modifications to this label, so that's what I'm going to spend my time talking about with you. Start back at the beginning. What is Fierce herbicide for those that may not have heard about Fierce? I know that'd be very few of you, if any. But Fierce is a premix of flumioxazin, which is the active ingredient in Valor, and a new herbicide, peroxysulfone. What this premix does, basically, you've got two distinct herbicides with two very different modes of action. The Flumi being a PPO herbicide, PPO inhibitor, and the peroxysulfone being a long-chain fatty acid inhibitor. What this does with the two molecules working together, having some synergism, you're getting a broader spectrum of weeds, including your small seed broadleaves and your grasses. And also, both of them are highly active on pigweed species. So basically what we're doing, we're taking two modes of action, and when we're fighting pigweeds, we're taking a double-barrel shotgun approach. I mean, it's a numbers game when you fight pigweeds from a residual standpoint. When you've got two products that are both giving you over 90% control, that's going to give you a much better chance at controlling the weeds and extending your residual and having a more consistent residual control of your Palmer pigweed. So getting back to what we're going to talk about, basically talking about cotton. When we looked at cotton, we evaluated several different use patterns for Fierce, looking at pre-plant applications, whether it be no-till, strip-till, looking at lay-by and hooded sprayers as well. And primarily we are comparing Fierce and all this to our Valor herbicide, looking for advantages or disadvantages, how the Fierce would fit. When we look at particularly the pre-plant research, we're really concentrating on no-till cotton and conventional till, looked some in the southeast at strip-till. We thought we really had a handle on things until we walked in last spring, and I don't know if any of y'all remember anything about last spring, but it was really cold and wet. You know what, I think if you had to spray Gatorade out there, it would have hurt cotton last year. It was really a bad year, but with the extremely cool and wet conditions, we did get some unexpected injury results that we weren't comfortable with. So what we are doing is kind of backing off of the pre-plant windows. We're going to look at, going to go further and deeper in 2014, but we're looking really at drawing a line at 45 days pre-plant, regardless of tillage practices or whatever. And, you know, that label right now for Fierce is going to say 45 days pre-plant prior to cotton. Up to that point, you can make applications of Fierce, but when you get inside of 45 days, we don't want to go there just yet. We're leaving that opportunity open if we get some more advances and learn some more information this next year. That's where we're going to go, trying to be just a little bit safe on this first year out. Turn our attention to the lay-by. In all our lay-by trials here, we're looking at 16 to 20-inch cotton. And the data that I'm going to show, you know, they tell me I can't give a presentation without showing data, although I keep telling them I do a really good job without boring people with data, but I always have to show the data. So what I'm going to show is about 60-plus days of extended residual control. And it's across the cotton belt. So it's university data, it's Valent data, and primarily looking at tank mix of either Fierce plus Direx or Valor plus Direx. The Direx is thrown in there as a extra mode of action, incorporating as many modes of action for pigweed control, and this is primarily a production practice that you see in the southeast. So primarily looking at cotton injury, that's a real quick slide to say there's no issues whatsoever with cotton injury from the lay-by application. When you make the application of 16 to 20-inch cotton, and you're focusing the spray down on the bottom 2 to 3 inches of the plant, there's no issues whatsoever. Looking at weed control, you got various weed species here. The yellow bars are the Valor plus Direx, and the orangish bars there are the Fierce plus Direx. You can see that really where you really see the difference of the Fierce versus the Valor is when you get into the larger seeded broadleaves such as Morning Glory, Hemp Sesebania, and especially on the annual grasses, the Brown Top Millet. And that's really what the Fierce component compared to just the Valor is bringing, is that extra grass control and the extended residual control. Again, this is 60 plus days of pigweed performance from a lay-by application. So what's the label going to look like when it comes to the lay-by terminology? Hooded sprayer is going to be the same. So if you want to apply a shielded sprayer or a hooded sprayer, keeping it off the cotton on 6-inch cotton, but being sure not to contact the cotton plant on that early stage. Or at lay-by application, 16-inch tall cotton, there's no bark restriction. You want to direct the spray towards the lower 2 inches of the cotton plant. We do have a restriction, no more than 3 ounces of Fierce per application and no more than 6 ounces of Fierce per year with a 60-day PHI. We do recommend that you always tank mix with either MSMA or glyphosate for broad-spectrum post-emerge control. Don't really want to bank on the Valor or the Fierce giving you good post-emerge control. These are really in there for the pre-emerge component. So the Fierce is going to be in there. You want to mix that with the MSMA or the glyphosate. The other benefit that came from the new label with cotton is the change of rotation restrictions with Fierce. As we came out with our first label in corn, it was 18 months rotation to everything. As we've been evaluating and moving into the new labels, we saw some changes when we went to soybean label. Now that we're in a cotton label, we've got our most recent changes here. Biggest ones here, wheat is down to a month now from pre-plant interval for Fierce. Cotton is 1.5 months at 45 days that I mentioned to you. Peanuts is down to 4 months. Rice is down to 10. Alfalfa, 10. Grain sorghum, 11. And sunflower and sweet potato at 4 months. So this is getting in a much more friendlier position for Fierce, particularly in the Mid-South. We've got a large variety of crops that are grown out there, and this is going to give you more flexibility. You're not having to worry about exactly what you're going to grow next year. So everything here is within a 12-month rotation for the Fierce. So kind of in summary, what we've talked about here, the cotton label for Fierce, it was approved in August of 2013, so the cotton label is a go for 2014. However, we're going to draw the line at 45 days pre-plant in front of the cotton. We don't want to go any closer to that. We're going to continue to evaluate that. Hopefully, we'll be able to make some changes in the future, but right now we're going to draw a pretty solid line at 45 days regardless of your tillage practice. Lay-by and hooded sprayers, application similar to the Valor. 6 inches for the hood, 16 inches for the lay-by. Keep it off the spray, or keep it off the plant, keep it on the bottom parts of the plant. And the new rotation of intervals are in effect now, so we're really excited about that. So that concludes what I had to say. Hopefully it is a little bit better than, well, maybe it's not better than drinking beer. I don't know. But anyway, hopefully you got some good information out of it. And if you've got any questions, I'd be glad to answer them at this time. The question was about rainfall of the 45 days. Right now, it's just 45 days with no rainfall restriction in there. Excuse me? No, not at this point in time. And that is for the rotation to the cotton. Now, you got to have activation rainfall for any herbicide activity. Great. Thank you very much.